My name is Conrad Chua. You might know me as the host of the Changing Careers podcast. But today, I want to tell you about a new show I'm starting. It's called The Book Judge, where I review books that people in business should read. On this show, you'll hear about books in, and I'm doing air quotes here, mainstream business areas, such as strategy, finance, marketing, or entrepreneurship. But you'll also find books that won't be in your business school library. There'll be works of fiction, books examining politics, and history. Not all the books will be super current. Some were published several years ago, but are such classics that they deserve to be read today. Why am I doing this show? Well, obviously I love reading, and it boggles my mind when I see that many people stop reading at some point in their lives. For most people, it's when they enter university and suddenly they just focus on the prescribed reading list. I work in a business school here in Cambridge University, and we receive thousands of applications from top students all over the world. I've lost count of the number of candidates who did so well in their interviews, but were completely stumped when we asked them to introduce a book they've been reading. Some candidates are at such a loss, they even resort to talking about a blog they're following. You might be asking, why is it so important to read if I'm in business? Can't I just focus on the numbers, apply the frameworks I learned in business school, and read the Financial Times for news and Harvard Business Review for lengthy articles? Yes, these are all important sources of information. But you don't get the deep knowledge and context that comes from reading a piece of work that unfolds over several hundred pages. You get to appreciate the different aspects and angles that an author brings to a central idea. Through fiction, you get to imagine what could happen with people and societies and bring insights into your professional work. These different angles are going to be valuable as the business world renegotiates its position in society. But don't take this from me. There's no better example of the value of reading widely and deeply than Bill Gates. As CEO and chairman of Microsoft, he famously took time every year to retreat to his cabin armed with nothing but a stack of books. Bill Gates always said this time allowed him to learn and reflect on what was needed at Microsoft. Bill Gates read about 50 books a year. You and I were not as busy as Bill Gates, but still we might not be able to read a book a week. I know I can't. But I am going to read a book every 2 weeks and share my thoughts with you. I hope you'll feel inspired to read the books as well. So, go on, subscribe to this podcast in whatever podcast player you use, and enjoy the first episode, which will be The Catalyst, the new book by Jonah Berger. In this book, you'll learn how to apply the techniques used by hostage negotiators to get a lifelong member of the KKK to renounce white supremacy. Or you can use the techniques to grow a tech unicorn. Join me then. If you want to contact me, whether to give me feedback or suggest the book I should read, you can find me on Twitter at ConradChua16, that Chua is spelled C-H-U-A, or on Instagram at ChuaKH, that's C-H-U-A-K-H. I look forward to hearing from you.